This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Central College, The Brew, George's and Windmill Cafe, Two Rivers Cooperative, Laley USA, Golf Cars of Iowa in Pleasant Hill, and U.S. Bank in Pella. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Midwest One Bank in Pella, Verduft Agency, Dr. Kurt Vanderplew, Allen Family Dentistry, Witten Construction, and Scott Van Tassel with Edward Jones. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
There are some big changes in tax law coming for 2013 that everyone should know about. In the third part of a 10-part in-depth series on health and wealth, let's go in-depth with Mike Vermeer with Skuring & Udermark, CPAs, Pella. So, Mike, what do we need to be thinking about as we enter the new year with respect to taxes?
I think the main thing that the individuals need to be thinking about is what's going to happen to their take-home, wages, as far as the reduction in Social Security that's going to be eliminated. Past couple of years, we've had a 2% reduction in their wage, as far as the Social Security taxes that are being withheld from their wages. In 2013, that goes away. Also,
what does that mean for just, let's say, somebody who's making $50,000 a year or $100,000, whatever number you want to pick? What does that mean out of our weekly paycheck or biweekly?
So if they're having, if they're on a $50,000 or $100,000 a year salary, they were having 2% less being withheld for Social Security from their check. There was a reduction in what was being withheld. So now next year, instead of 4.2% of those wages being withheld for Social Security, it goes back up to 6.2%. So that $2,000 will be less money in their take-home pay that they're going to see, throughout the year.
Small percentage, but it's a big chunk, isn't
right
it?
if you start to consider that and say, okay, over the entire year, what does that equate to? $40 a week that you're going to have less in take-home pay because of the reduction in Social Security that you've been used to, that now you're not going to have in the future.
And so that's almost a tank of gas,
right? Yeah, in today's economy, yes, yeah. Definitely. So,
okay, well, what else can we expect and need to plan for?
There will be some credits that are also going to be reduced. Most people, if they have children under the age of 17, they've been receiving $1,000 a year child tax credit. Next year, that will be reduced to $500. So, where people will be seeing that is when they're preparing their tax returns. If they meet the income eligibility requirements, they could be getting the $1,000 child tax credit. Next year, instead of getting $1,000 for your two kids, so $2,000 of credits towards your taxes, you're only going to get $1,000, so $500 a piece. So that will be almost a hidden cost into your taxes, that next year, if you had $7,000 of taxes due and you were used to getting a $2,000 credit, now you're only going to get a $1,000 credit, so the additional taxes will be due. Now, they will probably realign the tax brackets for withholding to compensate for that, but if people do not take a look at their exemptions that they have on their W-4 with their employer and make sure they update those, they could be at the end of the year next year when they're doing their taxes in for a surprise that they don't have enough withholding in to cover their taxes that they do have due at the end of 2013. So there's things that IRS through withholding tables may realign and correct that, but it'd be just a good idea. We recommend to people, to look at their W-4s on an annual basis, look at their family situation, have things changed, dependents leaving the house, that type of thing, going off to college or getting married, how does that affect the individual? Another thing next year will be, there presently is a 10% income tax bracket on the first low income amounts, and it's ratcheted. There's a 10%, 15%, 25% tax bracket, and on up. Next year, that 10% bracket will be eliminated, so it'll be taxed at 15%. So
So the people that are making the least money are going to be taxed more.
Well, and everybody. I mean, there's difference. It's almost like a step process. You know, the first for 2000 and like for 2012, it's the first of a married filing joint. It'll be the first 17, you know, almost 17.4 is getting taxed at 10%. And then on from that, it goes up to 15%. So next year, that 10% will be gone, and it'll be just back to 15%. So your first income will be getting taxed at 15% versus a 10% bracket.
Well, now I don't like hearing any of this.
I know I'm the communicator, or the
right.
bearer of.
Thank you for communicating
bad news. I don't know if it's bad news, but that's our situation. Yeah, and it's just a matter of making sure people are aware of that. So,
well, it's important. I'd rather hear it now than have an April surprise next year.
Right. Correct.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by the Pella Indoor Pool, Extras Consignment in Pella, Marion County Bank, Dave's Pro Auto in Lytton, Topaz Styling Salon in Pella, and Crown Pharmacy. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com and clicking Radio Plus. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com, click on Radio Audio Media Player, and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pella Walmart, Crossroads of Pella, Whiskas Group, Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, and Kevin Wadley, CPA.
I continued my conversation with Mike Vermeer with Scurring and Utermark, CPAs, Pella. What else do we need to know about?
You know, there's other credits and phase outs. The education credits, if you do have kids in colleges, there was the American Opportunity Credit, which was kind of a replacement to the HOPE credit. There was originally, when the education credits came out, there was the HOPE and Lifetime Learning Credits, and American Opportunity Credit kind of replaced the HOPE credit, and it was a more beneficial credit for education credits to families. There was a higher AGI limitation that you were eligible for the credit, so you could have higher income and still be able to take the credit. And in 2013, now that credit will be gone. I mean, so it'll be back to the HOPE and Lifetime Learning credits. So some of the education credits that people have been familiar with getting there will be education credits there, but they will definitely be reduced as far as what dollars you're eligible to have towards your credit amounts.
Do we know what percentage, or just it's a flat value? Or?
Yeah, lifetime learning credits are 20% of education expenses up to dollar limits of, I think, $10,000 is what they'll leave it at. And then the HOPE credit, it's relative to the first, it's usually been a more beneficial credit for the first 2 years of learning versus the lifetime learning credit can be any post-secondary, so any post-high school education, you're eligible for those credits as well. So,
well, what else can we expect?
Those are probably the big things. And then probably the other major thing will be, investment income. If you start to look at your capital gains and your dividends in the past, those have received preferential rates. Capital gains rates, presently, no matter what tax bracket you're in, you're going to get taxed at most at a 15% tax rate. So next year, that's set to go to 20% for capital gains. And then there is the potential that if your adjusted gross income is over $250,000, you could get hit with a Medicare surtax starting next year, which is a 3.8%. So you look at, in 2012, if you sold a stock or a mutual fund or some kind of property, farmland, whatever it may be, that you would have owned, and you've held on to it for, more than a year for the long-term capital gains treatment, in 2012, that's getting taxed at 15%, versus if you're selling it in 2013 now, and depending on your income levels, it's going to be at 20% or possibly 23.8%. So all of a sudden, you've got another 8% tax increase on those capital gains that you don't have presently in 2012.
Wow.
Dividends, you know, long-term dividends, qualified dividends, you have been getting taxed on those at 15%. In 2013, those go to ordinary rates. So it's treated no different than your wages, interest, that type of stuff. So, you know, you could have somebody with higher income that's going to get taxed at, you know, it could be potentially as high as 39%. So presently, you know, people are having their dividend income taxed at 15%, and next year they get those same dividends, and if they're in a 28% tax bracket, they're going to get taxed at 28% on those money. So, you know, a 13% tax increase on those. And then again, if their AGI is high enough,
AGI,
adjusted gross income, is high enough, they will get hit with that 3.8%, you know, Medicare surtax. And that's really coming into on all investment type income. Any passive income that you're receiving, you know, rent, interest, dividends, capital gains. So there's a variety of things that now are going to get taxed for Medicare tax, the surtax, if your adjusted gross income is over the threshold.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Lighten State Bank, Vermeer Corporation, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Marion County Public Health, and the Knoxville Recreation Center. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Lauterbach Buick GMC, Advantage Credit Union, Marion County Rural Water, Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, Knoxville Raceway, and William Penn University. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Mike Vermeer with Scurring and Uttermark, CPAs, Pella.
Now, I've been reading that a lot of this is reverting back to Clinton era numbers. Is that true, or is...
Yeah, a lot of this is what, you know, original Bush tax credits are expiring, and they have extended those, and now they're basically just saying, you know, we're no longer going to extend those, and the phase out of that is happening, and it's how they're going to phase those credits out and some of these tax reduction, you know, items out into 2013. So,
well, and as this interview is taking place, the fiscal cliff negotiations are still going on. So right here at this time, we don't know quite everything that's happening.
Right. And that's the biggest, you know, dilemma that, you know, we as CPAs are in right now. I mean, we can, you know, prepare our clients or advise our clients, you know, with the information that we have as of today and give them, you know, different options. But, we obviously recommend to sit down with your CPA to say, hey, what's your best given your situation? And, you know, there's cases, you know, typically we want to make sure to obviously minimize taxes, or, you know, what can we do to be just tax efficient? If there's times where it may be picking up income into this year to get taxed on that, because we know that we're going to be at a 15% bracket, versus if you'd be waiting to sell something, if you know you're going to, you know, sell a piece of property, for example, would you want to be selling it if I can close January 5, or if I can close by December 31, what's in my best interest? And obviously, you know, this year, given the situation, probably be in your best interest to close before the end of the year. So some of those things, yeah, we have if you have the flexibility of when some of these transactions can take place, you know, we try to advise the clients on what's the best situation for them.
So we should go into each year thinking about what's going to happen at the end of the year and plan for the end of the year, so everybody isn't trying to get ready for January 1st on December 20th.
Right. I mean, you know, we're doing obviously planning right now for 2012, but it's also anticipating, okay, what is going to happen in 2013 and how is that going to affect them, you know, come April of 2014 when they're preparing their taxes. So there's things that you can be doing, you know, right now to get yourself in a better situation for tax return preparation for your 2013 tax year already starting at the beginning of the year. You know, for example, you know, double checking your W-4 with your employer, making sure that you're getting enough withholdings coming out, of your taxes to cover what your potential tax liability could be. It's a good time to reevaluate what you're doing for your deferrals into, you know, 401ks. Is it best to be, you know, going into a traditional 401k or a traditional IRA versus a Roth IRA? Depending on age and tax brackets, it may make a difference on what's better for you to be going one direction or another. So,
more in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Marion County Auto Body, Twyla Wilson Sales Director Shackley Corporation, Sandals Lounge, 3M Manufacturing of Knoxville, Iowa Realty, and Hy-Vee in Knoxville. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com in the radio audio media player. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com, click on Radio Audio Media Player, and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Medicap Pharmacy in Knoxville, Don's Heating and Cooling, Knoxville Edward Jones offices of Kerry Garcia, Matt Kissinger, and Adam Norris, Mark Ellingson with VSR Financial, Hearthstone, a Ministry of Wesley Life, and Empower Health, Pella's Health Food Store.
I continued my conversation with Mike Vermeer with Skuring & Udermark, CPAs, Pella.
So how do you keep up with all of this?
A lot of continuing education. We have usually during the fall, we have continuing education that we're required to keep up on. We keep up on tax laws. We get several subscriptions that we have where we're getting, you know, weekly, daily reminders and updates as far as what's, you know, what's going through Congress and what's being approved, IRS interpretation of that, and, you know, application of the new tax law. So yeah, we do a lot of continuing education in that regard. You know, generally we try to have at least 40 hours a year of continuing education.
And I bet, well, this is a pretty big office. There's whole bunch of people here, and interestingly enough, I came here before 8 and everybody was working.
Right.
So it's a big office too, and I bet you talk to each other all the time.
Oh yeah. I mean, so we'll have, you know, we'll have it where we bounce ideas off of each other too. If we say, hey, here's, have you run into this situation, or what's your take on this, or what's your interpretation of how this is gonna play out? And you know, to try to stay up on all of our sources as far as you know, subscriptions that we have, that we get information from IRS or from different, I'll say, subscriptions that we get, like a PPC is a good reference, and they do training materials and continuing education. So we're constantly getting information from them and just trying to keep each other up to date. Like, did you see this is going to affect this relative to capital gains or certain, you know, transactions, and make sure we try to keep everybody communicated within the office as well. So.
And I bet that you've got clients that, as you're seeing this happening, you're thinking, oh, I better get a hold of them. This is going to impact them.
Correct. I mean, if there's things that we, especially with like this year with the dividends and the lower tax rates on dividends and what that's going to be looking like, there's people that, you know, from a corporation standpoint, may be looking at a buildup in equity in their corporation and looking at, you know, this is a way to get that equity out of their corporation via dividends and have it be, you know, taxed at the most effective rate versus waiting until next year.
Well, this must be a lot of pressure, constantly monitoring all this, dealing with other people, you know, with their money, essentially. It's going to impact other people directly. Is that tough to handle sometimes?
I mean, yeah, there's times where you'll have that aha moment in the middle of the night where you wake up and think, oh, I got to contact this person because of something that you've discovered that day or read or, you know, has come to light, and making sure that, yeah, we're trying to get as many people in as possible that we think is going to directly affect them. You know, the clients we've dealt with in the past, we generally have tax planning appointments set up for them. And a lot of from individuals, you know, our tax planning is more for a lot of our business clients, but we do have, you know, larger income individuals, a lot of our Schedule F farmers yet, where we do get tax planning in for individual clients as well. And then when we actually have the clients in doing their tax returns, you know, in the beginning of 2013, we'll also bring to light, you know, any things that we need to, you know, make them aware of, that, you know, some of the stuff relative to the credits and those, the tax brackets that's going to directly affect them, you know, when we're preparing their tax return, just give them reminders that, hey, you know, you better be checking your W-4 because this is going to directly affect you. If you have children that are getting older and you're used to receiving the $1,000 child tax credit and they are at their proper age where you're not going to be eligible for the child tax credit, and they're not going to be eligible for college education credits. Let's say you have somebody that's a, you know, senior in high school and age, you know, 17. There's a, I call it kind of a gap year where you're not going to get the child tax credit and you're not going to be eligible for the education credits. So you're going to have additional tax burden because that credit's not going to be available to you. So we try to keep, you know, our clients, you know, as educated as we can as well, and on the issues that are going to, you know, directly affect each one of them. So.
Well, that must be rewarding.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great. We all appreciate, you know, helping our clients out, and you know, in turn, our clients appreciate that, and it's good for our business. They'll refer other people that they can say, hey, you know, we're taking care of our clients and giving them advice that they appreciate. So, you know, we get referrals from their friends or family, whoever it may be, that, you know, they appreciate the services that we offer, and, you know, just to see the overall benefit to the client and say, you know, if I can do something that's going to be to their economic benefit, and, you know, there's that satisfaction in doing that. So
any last words of advice to the listeners?
I guess I would just, you know, make sure that you plan. I mean, you know, if you fail to plan, you're going to have the repercussions of that in next year or when you're preparing your tax returns for 2013. And I guess don't be afraid to, you know, seek the advice, whether it's somebody here at our firm or, you know, somebody else that you've dealt with. Any questions, you know, we encourage our clients, definitely don't be afraid to give us a call with questions to make sure if there's certain issues that they're being made aware of, and if it does directly affect them, to make sure that we can, you know, quantify what is the repercussions of what they're concerned about directly to them, so that they are ready for that, and it's not a surprise. I mean, nobody likes the surprises where you have the tax bill at the end of, you know, April 15, where you're preparing your taxes, and there's a lot of planning that can be done on the front end to make sure that you minimize that, or you're at least aware of your obligation going into the year. So, yeah, I guess the big thing is the planning. Make sure that they're aware of W-4s, ages of their dependents, and the circumstances that it could, you know, have the outcome as far as loss of credits, you know, that type of stuff. So,
thanks to Mike Vermeer for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.